Hey, who's this? Oh, I'm Vermont Edition producer Andrea Lorien. I'm usually behind the scenes, but I'm here to tell you that the podcast you're about to listen to has been edited for clarity and brevity. Hope you enjoy it.
This is Vermont Edition. I'm Michaela LaFrac. June is Pride Month, and across our region, people are celebrating LGBTQ plus people and culture. Here to tell us about Pride events happening in our region is Vermont Edition producer Andrea Lorien. Welcome.
Thank you, Michaela.
So fun to have you in front of the mic. So kicking off today is the Burlington Discover Jazz Festival, which will have a pretty strong focus on queer artists this year. How is the festival highlighting Pride?
The name on everybody's list is Big Frida, the Queen of Bounce. She's coming up from New Orleans. She's headlining Friday night at Waterfront Park. And after her show, back at the Flynn, there will be Hot Butter. Not literal hot butter, but...
Such a good name.
Right? An LGBTQ disco night featuring the illustrious Blacks.
Oh, that sounds very fun. Yeah. Okay, so that's in Burlington. There's also a number of Pride parades coming up this weekend and throughout the rest of the month. What are some of the towns across Vermont that are hosting parades or festivals?
Several towns across Vermont are actually holding their first Pride events this year. Vergennes in Addison County is holding their first official Pride. St. Albans in Franklin County is also holding their first official Pride. But speaking of St. Albans, this Saturday is the Pride Whistle Stop Tour on Amtrak's Vermonter train. So heading southbound from St. Albans, Pride groups can greet the Vermonter as it makes stops in Essex and Waterbury, Montpelier, Randolph, all the way down to Brattleboro.
That's so fun.
Right? Doesn't that sound great?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so it's a train that is driving down the state. People can greet it.
Yes.
Do a little Pride celebration.
Or even ride on it if they wanted to.
Amazing.
This is the second year that the Pride Whistle Stop Tour will be happening.
That's awesome. What are some of the other unique events that people can find at these festivals?
Rutland County is hosting their festival in partnership with the NAACP on Saturday the 22nd. So they're doing a Juneteenth strut to kick off Pride. It's going to be starting at the Rutland Free Library, and there'll be vendors and all kinds of fun stuff happening down there as well. The next day, on Sunday, June 23rd, we're going to go north to Newport, where Northeast Kingdom Pride, NEK Pride Fest, is happening in downtown Newport, where there will be a parade and many other fun vendors and things to do as well. And I have to say, one event that really caught my eye is in Springfield. It's pretty unique. They're calling it Rainbow Palooza. It's a Pride and Veg Fest combination event, and it's organized by Vine Sanctuary, an LGBTQ-led animal sanctuary, and that is on Saturday, June 29th.
Oh my gosh. Intersectionality at its best.
I love it. Yeah.
Now, we are celebrating Pride this June, but of course the celebration can continue outside of this month. Are there any big Pride events taking place outside of June?
There are, yes, which is great because sometimes when there's so many fun things going on, it can feel like, where do I start?
Yeah, you start to feel like you're going to miss something.
Yeah. So White River Junction Pride is happening for a full week in July, July 20th through the 27th. They have more events than I can even begin to talk about. So if you're going to be out of town for Pride, keep that in mind. Maybe in mid-July, that might be something to think about. The Queer Arts Festival will be back this year in Plainfield. I went last year. It was a really good time. That will be Saturday, August 17th. And Burlington, which pretty typically holds its Pride Festival in September. That is also returning on Sunday, September 8th.
And that's in part so the UVM students can enjoy Pride,
yes,
too, right?
When they're back for the semester.
Yeah.
And Winooski Pride will also be Saturday, September 14th.
Okay, so we got months of events to look forward to.
Yes.
And some Pride events have already happened, including a high heel race that you went to in Woodstock. I've been so excited to hear how this was. Can you tell us what a high heel race is?
Oh my gosh, it was so fun. So, well, first, this was Woodstock's very first Pride, so it felt very fun to be there. And the high heel race was actually inspired by a legendary high heel race that happens in D.C. every year. It's been taking place for decades. And they decided to kick it off with this fun way to ring in a new pride. And there were people there of all different ages, all different costumes, all different types of heels. And I really enjoyed hearing everybody's stories and seeing the people strut and stroll, in some cases run.
Oh, that's amazing.
2 blocks in high heels. I personally cannot wear heels at all, so.
Well, you recorded while you were there and you put together a little story for us. So let's take a listen to that now. And Andrea, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michaela.
These are my 7-inch platform shiny silver shoes. Open toed, of course. So I have on a rainbow foam wig that I got from the Netherlands. And then I have this cute little 2-piece outfit and jewels from Amazon. It's sort of a Richard Simmons, Dame Edna inspired kind of getup. I think this whole event that we're doing that started a couple of days ago is just a wonderful thing, not only for Woodstock, but I think it's a great thing for the state of Vermont and, quite honestly, New England.
Hi, I'm Karen Shea, and I'm from Woodstock, Vermont. We live right here in the village. First off, I'm wearing vintage 1970s platform shoes. In these shoes, I will be sauntering.
My name is Brenda Blakeman. I'm a hairstylist here in Woodstock. I have been here for 38 years, and I'm really excited about today's events. I'm judging hair, so I'm going to be looking at hair, whether it be the color, the style, the uniqueness, and the fun of it. My outfit is a bit glamorous and a bit glitzy, but functional, because as a judge, I need to be prepared for my position.
My name is Andrew Michelson, and I live here in Woodstock, Vermont. I don't care about winning. It's all about just looking good, which I feel good. I look good, so that's all that I care about. I don't need to win.
Do I have a strategy? I don't know if you've ever seen Jurassic World with the girl who has, like, the flare, and she's, like, running away from the T-Rex, and I'm just like, you know, if she can run away from the T-Rex in those heels, I feel like I can do this race.
A couple years ago, I was in a show called She Kills Monsters, and I played Lilith, who is described as a leather-clad dominatrix, and she's like a lesbian demon queen. And I bought these boots off of my director after the show because I loved them so much. I've done stage combat in them. I can run in them, you know?
I'm Finn Farrell. I'm from Woodstock. I am wearing my track leotard. I got the white TJ Maxx flowery wedges. They're lovely. I'm very excited. I am going to come out for the first 30 to 50 meters at a very fast pace. Then I'm going to see if there's anybody next to me and in front of me, and depending on there, I'll gauge my pace, just like a normal 200.
Welcome to the inaugural Pride of Woodstock High Heel Race. We're so happy you're here. We're about to start the race, so if you could clear to the sides. Running in high heels is tricky enough, so we don't want to add any more obstacles.
Might have been slow.
You know, I said that I was just in a sachet.
Pride is more a recognition of the absolute freedom that every single human being is entitled to, and the absolute dominion over self that everyone should be allowed to have. People should be able to stand on their own for themselves. They should be able to know and fight for what they believe in and who they are. I think everyone deserves that, and I'd like to build that up.
You know, it was just fun being in the race. I will say, I'm happy they recognized my shoes because I'm not sure I'm going to be able to walk for a couple of days.
That was the Woodstock High Heel Race, put on as part of Pride Month.